Oh, fuck, we're on.
Fucking bell. Hey, this is A Fair One with Tommy Pope and Shane Gillis.
What up, what up?
Nunner's not here yet, but he will be here. We have a guest. We
got our first guest, dude.
On the couch. He's not even a guest, he's watching. Well, that's
yeah,
a guest.
He's just watching, yeah. He came in, he fucking hit me up on the internet. He was like, yo, you mind if I fucking awkwardly sit on a couch?
Yeah. And he showed up with a jujitsu shirt on, so I can't really.
I showed Tommy all his pictures on Facebook before he got up here. I was like, some fucking guy's coming today.
Yeah.
We went through his Facebook. It's just him choking people.
Yeah, dude. So like, welcome. I'm not going to bust your balls too hard.
Thank you for
on the wrong couch, by the way. But yeah.
It's good to see you.
It's good to see you too, man.
I've seen Tom in a couple
5 days.
Yeah.
5 days.
A lot's happened.
A lot has happened.
Yeah.
clear this table right now.
I was all over the place, dude.
Yeah?
Skankfest up here, which was really fucking great.
Hell yeah. Tell us about it.
Got too high, and I drove home. I went home, dude. I was like, I went straight to Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania.
I got too high, and I bought this shirt.
I got high enough that I was like, yo, I need to sleep in my childhood bed. This is too
high. That high. Was it edible, or?
It was everything. Every single person at Skankfest was smoking weed.
Yeah.
And I don't do great with weed.
Yeah. And, you see women?
Yeah, with women? No, with weed. Oh. Broads. I'll fucking finger you. That's my pickup line. Ladies, just I'll finger you. Can I finger you? But yeah, I ended up getting high as fuck.
Yeah.
Just walking around. At first, I didn't have a badge. So like when you're a comedian there, they give you this, it's an artist pass.
Placard?
Yeah. And so I was walking around. I'm just, you know, I'm a fat, oafy, pale guy.
Yeah.
So, like, I just looked like every Skankfest fan.
Yeah.
Just walking around. Every bouncer.
Not all of them.
Every bouncer was like.
That does jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, true.
Not all of them.
For real. That is actually. Did you used to be fat?
Lights out.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. All right.
Yeah. That's a fucking. That's exactly.
Yeah.
No offense.
No,
If you're a comedy fan, you either are fat or just got unfat.
Yeah.
And you do jiu-jitsu.
Or CrossFit.
That's either way,
that's
dude.
Where CrossFit comes from. They're ex-fat guys. Honestly, bullied kids, fat fucking mongoloid weirdos.
Yeah.
Kids that were jammed in lockers. They're shaped like the inside of a locker.
Damn, dude. CrossFit. Look how good your face looks on there. Whew.
I got a face. I'll talk about it after you tell
Tom
me.
Tom got a fucking face massage.
I got a face massage today.
Is that?
Can you tell? You could tell, right?
On a scale of 1 to 10, would you say that is gay?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
What?
Getting a face.
A little bit. I mean, speaking of the microphone for us, brother.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Say yes, that's gay.
Yes, that's gay.
Actually, turn the mic off. I don't think it's gay.
All right, all right. So anyway, I was at Skankfest, and it was nice. It was great. Everything was great. It was just packed with a bunch of fat, ugly dudes. So I felt all right.
And you're fucking with me.
Walking around. And then I got too high. And
where'd you go to smoke?
Everywhere. Literally everywhere. In the green room, fucking everywhere. Literally every person had edibles, vape pens, or fucking blunts.
And you're taking joints.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh.
I'm not busting your balls. I want to know if you're just walking around an open field of people that look like you, and you're taking strangers' joints and just puffing on them.
I'll just have one or two.
One or two.
And puff.
Did you know both of those people?
Most of them.
You just said one or two.
No, I meant one or two puffs.
Oh.
Maybe I'd be walking around, somebody would have like a blunt pass, and they'd be like, do you want some? I'd be like,
something you don't know.
What am I going to be, a fucking square?
No, dude. You don't know what's in that.
Yeah, high point. As fuck. And I was walking around, I went to the green room, and Colin Quinn was walking out of the green room. And at this point, I was about as high as I could get. And he just opens the door and looks at me. I was just standing there like, he opens the door, he looks at me, he just goes, hey, and just walked away. I was like, all right, dude, I got to get the fuck out of here.
It's funny you say that. One of the few people in here is actually Colin Quinn's cousin.
Oh, really?
Jimmy just walked in. Jimmy, you want to come inside for us?
Hey, Jimmo!
He was just telling a story about Colin Quinn this weekend.
You're Colin Quinn's cousin?
Jimmy.
You're his cousin?
Yep.
How you doing, pal?
How you doing?
Good to see you.
You guys have been great. You've been doing great.
You're goddamn right.
The show is great.
Yeah,
you guys are
go
great.
Over to the couch there,
fuck
Jimmy.
Yeah,
Jimmy, get on the couch. I want everyone to see. All right,
okay.
You look like a wild thornberry.
You better tell us how many trout you.
Oh,
How many trout you caught today? Look at this fucking outfit.
No, I'm a dog walker, so I have all my stuff in here, my phone here. My,
damn, dude. You got the headphones on? Are you listening to this show live? Are you like fucking Bartman at the fucking Cubs game?
What's that? Say that last part?
Nothing. I was making fun of the fact. It wasn't good enough to repeat.
No, you guys are doing great. Your second show was awesome.
Thank you.
You know, it was kicking off. You guys were bouncing off each other.
Thanks, man.
Should I be praising the show during the show?
No, don't do that.
Yeah, fuck
no,
you.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Shane getting too high and making an ass out of himself in front of your cousin.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and they did the reunion for...
They did the tough crowd reunion.
Yeah, yeah.
It's fucking awesome.
Yeah, Nick DiPaolo was upset because he didn't make it. They didn't communicate to him well enough. He was on Nick's show the day after.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, last year, yeah. But was it good? Was the whole thing good?
The whole Skankfest was, it was awesome.
That's grown exponentially in the last few years.
Yeah. Well, I did it last year, and last year no one knew who the fuck I was. Not that anyone knew who the fuck I was this year.
Right.
Bing.
But I know more people now, like comics-wise. So last year I knew like one person. I was just following them around. It kind of sucked.
Yeah.
Because I was just drifting around like a weirdo. This time it was fun. It was, yeah.
From what I've heard from like over, it sounds like it's a mixture of Woodstock and a comedy show. I mean,
it was
a lot of pot. That's
a lot
all
of
I heard.
Pot. That's what I'm talking about.
Everyone says a lot of pot. It's a lot of stone people.
How much pot did you smoke to get into that outfit?
You know,
how much weed led you to that outfit?
You know what? I don't smoke. I don't drink anymore because I got a gray spot, a bar fight. In 98, 99, I stopped.
98, 99
my family doesn't do drinking well at all, so I can't.
I got to be honest. I don't know who I'm more afraid of on this couch.
All right.
I don't know who I'd fight first. Legit question, Shane. Who would you fight? Him trained or him untrained?
Right. With Brett, at least you're going to get choked out pretty quick.
Yeah.
Jimmy, if he could fight.
If Jimmy gets a hold of you, you're in trouble.
You know, I have that. In me, you know, that's why I don't drink
anymore. I know.
Anymore.
Listen,
yeah, right?
No,
you know because you're instinctive fighters, both of you. and I'm a wild card. No, if we're in the corner and I'm on your side, you do want me on your side because
fuck, dude, I'm so hard right now.
You're right.
I am hard as shit.
You're like literally.
I am so, like I have my hairs are up.
You're staring into the future.
A man's dressed like that walks in. He goes, I'm a wild card. You don't want to fuck with me. How are you not worked up? This is the guy. You're exactly right, Jimmy. No. You are my number one pick.
Really?
Over Jiu-Jitsu King.
Well, you know, I got the Bruce Banner thing. I'll fucking go nuts. I mean, there's no fair fight, nothing.
Because
I only have one gear.
I imagine you fly fishing in the middle of Montana.
Really?
The string breaks.
Really?
And you dive in and you come out with a big salmon in the middle of your mouth and you just fucking feed on it.
Well, I'll tell you a funny story. When I was a kid, we used to. I lived out in East Hampton in Springs. And we had, you know, we had the
fishing.
Casters. And we cast it from the marina. And it was like, this is how long ago it was. It was like, I just saw Jaws 2. And I went flying, and I was getting hot, and I was catching. I jumped in. Someone threw like a sand shark head in the pool, and I swang in. And, you know, in those marinas, they have the seaweed. And I saw this shark head. It was about this big. It was little. I was scared. I jumped right out of the water screaming. It was like right after I saw Jaws 2. So it was like 79. And I was screaming my head, but you know.
How old were you?
16. I'm 56 next month.
Oh, nice.
I look pretty, I had to lose some weight, though. My belly. I do the East Side Dave show, and I get a belly because I do a diaper poetry. I'm fucked up. Okay.
Wait, say diaper poetry?
Yeah, I do diaper. I do poetry in a diaper. It's jacked that crazy.
Holy
it's that,
fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Well,
go watch.
Guess.
Go
let me
go
guess.
Watch. What?
Let me guess. You're not married.
No, I'm not married. No, no kids. But I date.
What are you,
divorced.
Some kind of
no.
fortune teller?
My last.
I take shits and do poetry. What?
No, I played into that whole progressive thing with the crazy artistic girls, and they, you know, were in control of their bodies and stuff like that. And I love that. And they dumped me, and they treated me like crap.
Yeah, you got to find a bitch that you can control.
Well, you know what?
None of these fucking poetic bitches.
Not for nothing, but you want some stability, so you want someone to like you. You know,
yeah, dude. That's why my sentences don't rhyme. You just got to fuck them up,
right? I guess so. So you're kind of a dirty prose guy. Like, I mean, I like poetry. I mean, I'm, you know, I read Shakespeare and I'm an actor and I'm, you know, I guess I'm half a fag. Look at the way I'm dressed. I don't know. You know, I am. I'm like
start.
A big,
huh? What a start to episode 3. What a fucking start.
I guess I'm half a fag. don't know.
Drew is the number one man that's given me more publicity. I love
this
Drew.
This is great. This is great. No, this is exactly what we wanted.
You know,
who the fuck knows what's going to happen on a fair one?
You got awesome. Once you got the bumpy, first episode was a little bumpy, but like second, it popped.
Bingo, bango.
It popped. It, man, you guys were popping.
And here we are.
So don't criticize yourself. No, that's his problem.
That's his problem.
I know. Don't. You got it.
I tell him all the time.
You're smooth as silk.
This show sucks.
It does
episode
not
three
stop.
Is a big
no,
step
no.
back. Episode
don't do
two,
that.
We found a little balance. Episode three, they're
it
just bringing
awesome.
In fucking guys out of the bullpen. Like, the beginning of the episode, the producer's just like, why don't we bring Jimmy in? It's like, all right. Guess.
Jimmy's killing, dude.
Yeah, Jimmy's
but,
crushing.
But you guys are great, man. I like guys that defend themselves. I was always told the bully is brave. The bully's more afraid of you. I said, no, I'm more afraid of the bully.
Yeah, dude.
And then you got to learn how to punch the bully.
Yes.
You know, my lady now, there's some kid picking up on school, and I'm getting like mobs. I said, well, why don't you go up to, why don't you talk to the principal and let the kid hit the other
kid?
You
got to fuck that principal up.
Right. That's how I feel, though. I mean, yes. I was picked on, but my mother's saying, oh, the bullies are more afraid of you. Maybe on some existential level, but I'm pissing my pants and he's not.
Damn it, man. You are Jupiter. I like you a lot.
I'm Jupiter, like the god of, is that the god of war?
No, that's a planet way from this one.
All right, but isn't it named after Jupiter? Is Jupiter the god of war?
I don't even know.
All right, okay.
Mars?
Mars is
the god of war. Okay,
but
so
then
Jupiter's his next door neighbor.
Let's not get into that. Tell me about how you got a fucking scar on your head from 98, 99.
It's great.
Well, back of my head.
Great.
Yeah,
I broke my leg.
Awesome.
I have pins in my leg. I was a bike messenger for years, but I was doing children's theater.
This is Skinny Nun.
I was doing a musical on the Diaries of Anne Frank. I'm an Irish, English, Scottish, Norwegian Catholic that played Jews in the 90s because I got braces and my jaw went into my nose, got bigger. So that's what they cast me as.
Well, take it easy.
Right, and so I broke my leg. My career was over. I couldn't, I could fake dance. People used to think I could dance. I got cast in Fiddler on the Roof. That was the other role I played.
Nice.
Remember the dance?
What?
Do you remember the dance?
Oh, I had to do, I couldn't do the bottle dance.
Can we see?
I couldn't be. That was where they put the bottle on their head and they dance. And these guys were good athletes. They got dancers from all over the world. I'm just a good actor who could play a Jew. I used to follow the Hasidics in Brooklyn. I used to sell papers. And, you know, when I was studying acting, I would watch different personalities and how they would walk and what their leading center was.
What would you say the most common feature of the Jew is that you adopted?
Absolutely the nose.
The nose?
The nose, the pointy nose. Well,
how about the way they act? What was the most Jewish action that you saw and you're like, oh, that's how Jews
are? They used to make fun of me. I did what was called the geisha walk.
The Japanese
Jews walk in slow steps, and I have very high arches. So I would they would put these shoes on and I walked down and my brother, I did a little bit of my brother. My brother's like the intellectual of the family. I'm whatever. But and I would do this like geisha walk, and they would like, and I was like a ninny. You would call it a nebbish.
A ninny?
A ninny. We would call it a ninny, but like a nebbish.
Dude, we're bringing back old school homophobia on a fair one today.
Right, yeah.
We got fucking half of fags and ninnies coming in.
The guy who was in the original Fiddler was the director, and he took a liking to me. He thought, this guy's good. This is guy works hard, and I came in with fake glasses. Now I have real glasses. And I did it. So I knew what I did. I went in and I wanted. And I wanted Muddle the Tailor. And I pushed for this guy. I want you for Mendel. I said, how about Muddle? I was like, I didn't give a shit.
You were actually being the most Jewish possible. You were fucking haggling. You were being Jew.
You know,
that's
I wasn't
a good move.
Trying to be Jewish. I was just desperate.
Well, Jews are desperate people.
Yeah, right. I guess so. And I mean, they always have that in the back of their
mind. What is going on?
Did I change this
in this episode?
No, this is great.
Do you want me to leave?
No, I don't want you to leave.
I love it, you know.
No, it's great.
This is like the Truman Show. I listen to you
guys.
No,
I want
to
read your resume from high
school. I want to be on it. Now I'm on it.
Now you're on it. So how the fuck did you get hit in the head?
So what happened was I was staying with my mother and Port Jefferson. And Port Jefferson, she gave me the car. I was on work. I was on whatever the
disability.
Benefits were. Disability. And they wanted me to stay on disability. And all I was doing was drinking. I said, I'm done with my career. I'm not going to do anything. And I'm partying. It's 1997. I had hated baseball because of the strike the years before, and I got back into baseball because of Sammy Sosa McGuire thing. So I'm going and I'm watching the 97 World Series, and I'm a regular at the bars, and these guys are nice. And there was a place called It wasn't the Dublin pub. It was some friggin' place
Jimmy,
on the top
Jimmy,
of the
Jimmy,
hill.
Jimmy, Jimmy, we have a show to do.
When did you get popped in the fucking head?
I need you to talk about how you got hit in the head.
I was dancing with a girl.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
You try to finger her?
No, I didn't try to finger her. I was making out with her.
All right.
All right. And she liked it, and I fell in love because I was a
and
love
this is
guy.
During Sosa McGuire.
So I'm with my friend. She's a girl, and I'm with her boyfriend. And she comes to bed and says, some girl crying in the bathroom. I said, what? She runs out. And I'm going, what's going on? What happened? In the front of the bar, there were bikers. So I ran out to run out, and I said, you know, are you okay? You okay? I'm a nice guy. I'm not like anything. And I ran out. And I turned around. She rolled down the window, and I'm going, what the fuck? I didn't warrant anything. All I did was kiss her. I didn't finger her.
Yeah.
You know? And the guy cold cocked me, and I went down.
Damn.
And I have a white spot in the back of my head. I can't grow color on the back. But now I'm all white and silver. But right
oh,
there,
I see it.
And it's – I was like, boom. I forgot all about it for a week. I knew something was – I got up, and I went right over to like something called the Dublin Pub and got an Irish coffee and drank it. That's how it's because that's all I you know I was on you know I was on fucking disability
yeah
so
yeah.
I did that and I went home and I knew something was up and then I remembered the story because I went back to this place which I was going to like every other night and I said what happened and the bouncer didn't even help me. He says oh you stepped outside a guy he told me right off the bat. I said why didn't you guys say so? Give me a heads up.
Yeah, he did. He gave you a heads back.
Yeah. The guy, and then I remembered what. Oh shit, that's what happened. I knew something was up.
You got fucking knocked out for fingering God a chick during the home run.
I like how you guys. Somebody in the box just lit his fuse, kicked him in here. Holy fuck, you are fire.
What a debut, dude.
I'm sorry, man.
No, sorry.
Don't be sorry at all. That was wonderful.
You know, but I should have learned how to fight, but that was I didn't. I was very skinny back then.
So you would get bullied. What happened when you get – what was the best bullying you ever got?
Bullying I got? I got a whirly when I was in middle school.
You actually got a fucking swirly?
I got a swirly, yeah.
That's a head in the toilet,
in
right?
Yeah. I was seventh grade, and I got one by Brian Shacklett, his name.
Brian Shacklett, you fucking like sack
yeah,
of
yeah.
shit.
He was like 7 he looked like Shane? Tall. But yeah.
Shane, stand up.
Yeah, I look like a good bully. Yeah. This is good.
And then.
It's a bully face. Look at
but
him.
But you know what? I learned a lesson.
You fucking ninny. You fucking ninny. Come here. I'm going to dunk your weird head in the toilet.
You don't believe it.
But then there was this. Then I'm a freshman in high school 2 years later. And this guy, Danny McGuire, he was half Chinese, half Irish. Yeah, right. He was friggin' built the railroad by himself.
Jesus.
And he was going to give me a whirly. And I said, fucking no. I said, I'm going to either scratch you. You're going to bleed. I'm 127 pounds. This was the day I became a man. I said, you're going to bleed. I don't care what happens
fuck
to me.
You, dude.
You're not giving me a whirly. You're going to bleed.
And then he laughed at me.
And it was a guy, the captain of the track team. I was the miler. He was the shot putter. Track of the captain. Rhett Butler, his name was.
Rhett Butler, you sack of shit.
No, he said, don't mess. Because I was ready. It was my dignity or death. That was fucking my ninja moment where I said, fuck that. That when that friggin' Hulk moment came in.
Yeah.
I said, I'm going to cut. I don't care how it is. It's not a joke. That was my dignity on the line. That was it.
That's great. When's the first time you cummed?
Oh, God. I think, you know, I didn't jerk off till in my 20s.
He sounded exactly like he wanted to. Oh,
No.
You didn't jerk off until your 20s?
No, I had a lot of, you know, like wet dreams and stuff as a kid.
You're just cumming in the bed all the time.
Oh, yeah. I was like, what the fuck is this? I'm going, well, you know, I'm a boy. What the hell? You know, I didn't.
You're a man now.
But, you know, like my mother used to get mad because I would scratch myself and she said that was jerking off, which confused me. I said,
you know what, Jimmy? Yeah, cocaine's a hell of a drug.
I know.
I can't believe that. That, I mean, I did cocaine once sober, yeah. And I bet that's what I sounded like. I started talking about Fiddle on the Roof.
I passed the fuck out when I did it.
High school
once
bullies.
I passed out.
Once.
New Year's. You know when I, it was the, I'll tell you this. Colin Quinn's grandmother passed away. Colin had an aunt who was a nun. I got so blitzed, drunk out of my mind. I was doing a lap dance on Sister Grace, who was my mother's first cousin. All right, on the day of a few, she laughed her ass off, and I felt like a good person because I was drunk, and I went over to my cousin's house and I went next door and I heard some crazy story that my cousin did, and the guy wanted to divert the story and he gave me cocaine. I passed out. The next thing I know, I'm eating like Honey Nut Cheerios in bed. It was the early 80s, and that was I was done. I said, I can't do this
shit. All right.
We nailed it.
Am I done?
Yes.
Yeah, you're done. You're done for now. If there will be a topic. I was asking you. That was a great interview.
Man, that was.
That was good. That was very good.
Hulk and Drew, they just sit
I have 100 more questions that I'm going to have to email you. Because I can't look at your face while you answer so quickly. I feel buzzed.
Well, you generate an energy where I can't bullshit you. I don't want to bullshit
you. Fuck yeah, dude. That was great.
Because you know what? That's what's the good thing about real fighters. You don't want to bullshit a real fighter because you want to stand tall with him, even though you're not his fighter.
I mean, tell me you don't want him talking in the locker room
halftime
when you're down six.
This is great.
Tell me this guy doesn't get you fired the fuck up.
I mean, yeah. This is what it's about.
This is what it's about.
This is what it's about. Episode 3. Tell me this.
Episode 3. Coming in hot.
Who the fuck knows what we're doing,
Who
dude?
Who the fuck knows?
You guys want to take a phone call?
Yes, we got phone calls.
We're taking off, dude.
You told me we get phone calls.
Thank God, Jimmy, you shut your fucking mouth. Go change the diaper. Fucking
this
egg.
Is the bully.
You're like a homeless guy I give $10 to who's walking down the street going, and let me tell you another thing. Thank you very much for that. I appreciate that. And you're really a great guy. This is my... You ever shut the fuck up?
Who is it? Who are you?
Eastside. Who am I?
Yeah, let's...
I'm your worst fucking nightmare. That's who I am.
Oh.
Not Florentine?
That's not saying hi.
All right, so shut up. Shane.
Yeah.
First show I saw. Why'd you get all like, I'm all pumped up. Hey, Riddick, if you're going to break my balls, then I'm going to tell you how... Dude, fucking relax. Fuck Riddick. Who gives a shit about the opinion one way or the other, all right? And Pope, you too as well. What? Nice guy, little balance, saying, hey, Shane, hey, man, fuck you. You're like that Irish drunk in a fucking bar. Who's just like, I got 3 beers in me. I'm going to kick your ass.
Who said that? I did?
Like a fucking locker room, dude.
All right.
Sat there like, hey, remember I kicked his ass? Yeah. Remember I kicked that person's ass?
It's like a Facebook
conversation. What the fuck is happening?
Up on that fucking idiot.
I think he's great.
He's great.
All right. Well, thanks for the call.
I thought he was going to actually have a question.
Time. He calls in a lot?
One time he was like trying to get on the phone. He was like all day and Garrett handed me a phone. And I go, what? And the guy's talking to me.
And you talk to that guy?
Kind of. I didn't know. Why
Jesus Christ.
Nice,
you two talking.
All right. So listen. let's get the wheels back on track. We're gonna bring in our guests.
Yeah, let's bring on our fucking guests. Tell Evan, get ready.
Evan, baby boy. Look at
Evan
him.
Evan Williams coming kid. Out, dude. What a jacked monster.
Look at him.
Get out here,
look
dude.
At
stop
him.
Flexing.
Handsome little fucking meat wagon. This is Evan Williams, everybody.
How you doing?
Very funny comic.
This is an insane room, man.
Isn't it? Right? We didn't know what was going to happen. Squeeze this way. He's not in.
Yeah. Your name? Well, you're amazing, man.
Yeah, wasn't that crazy?
That was really crazy.
That was really great.
Okay. That was really crazy. I like to imagine him in that scene in Jaws where everybody's telling the Scar stories. And then he tells that one for 15 minutes. It's like the longest scene ever.
And I just want a tiger shark. And he's like, it was 1998.
Oh, man.
Welcome, dude.
Bro, thank you.
Yeah.
Congrats on the show, guys.
Yeah.
It's so far it's going great. We've had one caller. I don't know what the fuck he said. Jimmy likes
Tommy? Yeah, we got
what that was.
We got bad report cards.
What is going on, man?
I don't know. Yeah, that guy can call in whenever he wants. I thought that was fucking hilarious, dude. He had that much fucking energy and passion for this show. Fuck yeah.
It takes a lot to like be that angry.
Dude, that guy was like fired up. That was great.
Traffic. He's on a fucking bridge going nowhere. I like that guy.
Yeah,
that guy was awesome.
He's just home on cocaine.
He's just fired up.
Yeah. Fuck
just
yeah.
Up. Yeah.
Speaking of
Coke.
Yeah, dude.
Mr. Coke here.
Yeah. I like hearing stories about this with you.
You like him?
Yeah.
It's usually sad with me. Most
you know, I remember you. I remember you saying one thing. I don't mean to jump right into this.
No, get in. Get into
this
baby.
This is Tom. Tom, every guest, so far you're our second guest, and every time, right when they come out, Tom's like...
I don't want to get right into it, but
well, you know what?
Tell me something fucked up about your life that I already know. Tell me something fucked up.
I don't know much about it. I just
it's like Comics Unleashed. Where you just like
yeah, that's what he actually said last time.
A reference. No fucking
I gave you a reference.
Wow.
I said yeah.
I said Byron. Anyway, where's Numb? So I remember you saying, I don't know where I heard it or where I saw it, and you talked about getting so fucking ripped on coke that you were looking under the door, like for fucking just strangers outside.
Oh, all the time. You know, yeah. I thought you were going to say like an elephant or something. Yeah, strangers all the time.
Yeah. You were always looking up.
I was always looking for people, man. Yeah. People were coming.
You hear something or you see something, you just...
Yeah. I mean, it's shadow creatures, you know. We refer to it as shadow creatures. Jimmy, you got sober a long time ago?
August 10th, 1999.
I bet you did a lot of coke, man.
Nope.
That's no?
Nice. No, I did, wow. I did twice in my life. Once
you
I
said once before.
I did, no, I realized.
Now we're doubling.
Yeah, okay, all right. So you're on coke right now. You're on coke right now.
How much coke is in that fisherman's vest?
Last time he did coke,
pull it out.
He was giving lap dances at Colin Quinn's grandma's funeral.
Yeah, right.
And then he woke up in bed eating cereal.
That was the second time.
Well, I don't even know how that happens. You don't pass out on cocaine.
I think he meant blacked out.
One line, two different stories.
Wow, what a guy. Yeah, a lot of strangers, you know, you think you see them. Cokeheads refer to it as shadow creatures. And it's not the cocaine that does it to you. It's not LSD. You don't just, like, see stuff. It's the sleep deprivation.
Yeah.
Strongest drug of all is sleep deprivation. Just being up for 4 days, just blown out of your mind, you know.
Yeah, but
you see something and you look and it's not there. And it was like, maybe it was an eyelash or something. But for a second, that eyelash was a person. Like,
you're ready to fight that fucking thing.
Absolutely.
You're ready to fight that fucking eyelash.
I would say if I got, and this happened to me before, I've never done drugs outside of, let's say, 12 hours. I've never been up for days at a time. No.
Wow.
But I have had that
Jake
reaction.
Jake was a guy that has done
I know. Yeah. No, but I've done a whole boatload of drugs, but I've never stayed up like 24 hours.
Right.
But I did have that reaction where like I was looking out a window where I thought I saw something or underneath
a lot
hotel
of doing
door.
Coke with a friend in my house was just like talking and then like being like shut the fuck up. It's like fucking like listening, dude, because like a wood creaked upstairs and I thought it was my mom or I thought it was the cops, and then like the sun's up and the birds are chirping and I want to shoot them, and then like the mailman comes, I think that's a cop.
What's the longest you stayed up doing drugs?
I don't know, because you go insane. You just have no concept of time.
All coke.
Coke, ecstasy, a little bit of acid, but man,
all at once.
Coke, no, not all at once. Okay. No. Never. I would never mix those three things.
Longest
really
coke
not that bad.
Crime. Yeah, it was really bad. Longest coke. I want to say, how long can you stay up with like without dying? However long.
That's my question.
Yeah, probably 4 days.
Holy
shit. At that point, I mean, you are completely clinically insane. Yeah. Just out of your fucking mind.
Jimmy?
Yeah.
Jimmy? I saw a shadow person.
Yeah?
Not coke related, but I had sleep paralysis.
Uh-huh.
You ever have sleep paralysis?
I hear about that shit. That's
it's
terrifying.
The worst thing in the fucking world.
It's a documentary.
And this was, I didn't sleep. My ex-girlfriend and I broke up, and I was handling it like a real bitch. I was being real fucking gay about it. So fucking gay.
But, you know, you
fucking well, I was real sad. So, no, yeah, I sucked to like three guys' dicks.
All right.
No.
That's
as
gay.
Soon as, yeah. as soon as we broke up, like instantly, I was like, I'm so fucking sorry. I love you so much. Like immediately. Like I went into the breakup like, this is the right thing. And then as soon as we broke up, I was like, I love you so much. I'll kill myself.
I'll kill myself. Yeah.
But
I said that to a girl.
I actually had a show that night. I had a show that night that I had to host, and in between sets, I would call her. Like while comics were on, I would call her and be like, it's me, I'm backstage, I'm having a tough time. I would start crying, and then I'd go back on stage and be like, your next comic. It was a nightmare. But I wasn't eating. I didn't eat for like 3 days, which actually, you know, I could use that again. But
I couldn't sleep.
I was
130 pounds.
So I took fucking Z-Quil, and this was me. I couldn't sleep for a while. And I guess I was sleep deprived. And with the sleeping medicine, I woke up in the middle of the night, and there's just a fucking monster standing at the foot of my bed.
Horrifying.
You ever have sleep? Do you know what sleep paralysis is?
It's wild, man.
It's the scariest shit in the world.
Nunner?
Yeah. Yo, Nunner's here.
It's horrifying.
I woke up and there was literally a black figure standing at the foot of my bed with a white face, and then it reached its arm out and walked up towards me.
Isn't this where the, what's that, long man in the woods?
It really is like that.
Slenderman?
Slenderman. It doesn't come from that, but it is very similar.
There's a documentary called Nightmare, and it's
I watched it.
The story. Yeah, was
but
it similar
see,
to that?
I didn't know what the fuck happened, because I didn't know what sleep paralysis was.
Right.
And then like 4 months later, I Googled it. And I was like, holy shit, if you click images on sleep paralysis, it's what I saw in my dream. Yeah. It's the scariest fucking thing in the world.
There's a correlation between how brains...
Yeah, everybody sees the same thing.
Yeah, everybody sees the same
like the same three things.
Sometimes you know, it's like white eyes, sometimes red eyes.
Yeah.
Pop.
It's fucking nuts.
Wow.
And I had it, and I didn't know what it was, and I tried to fight it. It was so real that real that I didn't think anything was supernatural. Like, I thought it was an intruder.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was just an ugly intruder. So I woke up. I was sleeping in my parents' basement naked. I woke up like, that's, holy fuck, that's terrifying. That's
my God.
That's exactly it.
No.
That's like exactly it.
Yeah, everybody sees it. That's from the documentary.
Yeah, I woke up and saw that.
Is that what that is?
That's a clip from the documentary.
It's a sleep paralysis.
I saw something similar to that, but with coke, it's like you are awake. Because with sleep paralysis, you're part of sleep, and so like dreams are happening.
Yeah.
Your eyes are open, but like I'm awake, and so once I look at it, I don't see it anymore.
Yeah, you got to fight that motherfucker. Like, you know
what I mean? But I was one time, I was up the exact same amount of time with a guy. It was probably like 3 days.
With a guy?
With a dude, yeah. Gay.
Oh yeah, this is a tradition I'm starting here on the other. Look in the camera and explain that you're not gay. Say that Evan Williams is not. A lot of people have been saying Evan's gay, and I want everyone out there to know Evan's not fucking gay, dude.
I'm not gay.
Once you come on the show, you're fucking straight.
I fuck chicks.
I love that he fucks chicks. See, look how hot both these guys are. Not me, him and Tommy.
Nah, dude.
These hot fucking jack dudes.
Your vulnerability makes you hot, dude.
Yeah. You got that daddy quality.
You soften up. When you soften up, you get real fucking, hot, dude. You get hot as shit.
Oh, Mechanicsburg Club, dude. Now your pussy's wet. One female listener that we have.
She runs the club.
Yeah. Sorry to interrupt. Nah, so you were with this guy, not being fucking gay.
Super not gay, dude.
just pulling all-nighters with a dude doing coke.
My life, man. Two dudes shirtless doing coke, yeah. And we were up for the same amount of time. We did the same amount of coke. And we were on my deck. And... Rich boy.
I really feel like you guys are definitely about to kiss. Like, it really feels like it's leading to a kiss.
You got to maybe look into you maybe being gay. You see gayness everywhere.
I'm fucking...
You might just have, like, gay eyes and ears, you know? And so we're on my deck. Fuck it.
I got to toss in some skull, dude. You guys are making me gay.
You are ace, too.
I got to get some fucking chewing tobacco in my mouth.
You're a cartoon dad, literally. Anyway. So we're on my deck, and we both just see the same thing at the same time. And it was almost like we were like yes anding each other's hallucination because like we would
day
like
or night?
It was nighttime and I was like, did you just fucking see that? And he'd be like, guy, it just got on the fucking, I was like, roof, and went in through. He was like, attic window, and I was like, oh my god, you know. And then we went into the house and the front door was open. We were like, he went through your mom's bedroom. And he ran out through the front door, you know? And, like, in reality, we probably just left the front door open, you know? But we thought that, like, this dude climbed up my roof and then in through the attic window and through my mom's bedroom and then out the door. So we're looking for what he took, and we, like, couldn't figure it out. And then, like...
He took the coke.
Yeah. We did the coke. And then, so then we got knives and we just walked around the house, like looking for him.
Where is this again?
This is in my house in Ashboro, North Carolina.
Oh, okay.
Oh, shit.
Isn't that, that's how everyone from North protects Carolina? Their fucking
Carolina
house?
Boy. What's fuck that?
Yeah.
That's how everyone protects their house in North Carolina.
Yeah. That's home security systems. Walking around houses
with stepdad walking around with a big Rambo knife.
You guys walked opposite ways and met on the other side of the house.
Swear to God, that happened. That happened. Like a Scooby-Doo moment. We ran into each other, and I thought he was, like, the killer, you know? And then we were like, we gotta get some help. And so we called our buddies down the street that were having a party, but just a drinking party. So they were normal, you know what I mean? They were like normal people, and we were on the phone with them, but like drunk people are just like waiting to fight someone, you know?
Yeah. They're like, somebody broke into Evan's house, dude.
Yeah. And so we gave them the dream call, you know? We were like, dude, somebody came in my fucking house, and we were like, we need you guys over here, you know? And they came over, And the second they saw our pupils, they were just like, we were like, yeah, man, he came in our house and he went up the roof and he went out through there. What'd he take? And we're like, nothing, man. He just fucking, he's fucking with us, dude. Like, fucking with us. They saw our eyes and they were like, you need sleep, man. You should eat a sandwich and go to sleep. And then
like, sandwich. Can and I then ask they a went question? Back to
the party. Yeah.
This
yeah.
was like a
shoe. Who's your guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where do you get your
where
coke?
Did you get it? I'm ready to relapse.
Shot in the nuts.
Can I ask a question? If I were to go to North Carolina, what is the address that I have to end up at? And can I bring my fishing rods?
Yeah, well, he's like, ha-ha, I'm going to fucking kill you.
He's like, you're fucking dead. Fucking dead.
Now, this is Asheville, North Carolina?
Say that again?
This is Asheville, North Carolina?
Asheboro.
Asheboro, okay.
Yeah. Right. Little town, man. No, nobody knows it.
That'd be great if there's no further questions.
This was a shared hallucination.
Yeah.
But to two people said, so why is it a hallucination? I mean, I can understand if it went through your head.
Well, here's what I think it is.
You said they talked each other into it.
Yeah, I think it was like we just wrote a story, man.
Okay.
Like in the moment, it was real, 100% real, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But it just, it definitely, like looking back, what I saw wasn't a human being. It was like a fuzzy, shadowy
but
creature.
There's a lot of people that have seen this. So I don't know. I think it exists on some other frequency.
Like a mythical creature.
No. This is different.
Yeah, I think it's on another frequency.
I do so much coke, you see other dimensions.
Yes, I do. I do think that.
You think it's like what do they call those? Cryptid. You think it's like a cryptid, like Bigfoot, and then like so there's like a shadow guy.
I think it exists on another frequency.
This is Shadow Man.
Like
none.
That.
What the fuck is on your eyes? It looks like a motorcycle backfired on your face. Can we get a close up? Is he wearing
a
shadow?
Dude, you look like John Goodman in Raising Arizona.
Why
I think you're about to.
I was taking down cable ties on telephone poles before I got here.
Wow. You look like you're about to steal a baby right now.
You actually, he looks like all the seven dwarfs combined.
Oh, God. And he, like, consumed all of their masks.
Yeah, you really do look like all seven dwarfs.
This couch is the best. Fucking couch.
This is hilarious.
Holy fuck. Man, if you're not sober after just staring at these three.
You laugh, dude.
That's a fucking sick squad, dude. That's a sick fucking squad over there.
I feel like this is the inside of my brain. And
you feel high again?
Yeah. I'm like in a psych ward, and this is what I'm thinking. This is like the sitcom that plays in my head.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
What do you think, Brett? What do you think?
About the whole show or about the coke story?
Yeah. No, you just tell me, dude.
Yeah,
you know, Mike, what do you think about, right did you know
Actually,
you'd be...
I was thinking a lot about coke, because when I...
Yeah, hand him the mic, none.
Do coke, yeah. Think about coke.
Fucking hand him the mic, don't say yeah.
No, I'm thinking about coke.
No, yeah. Whenever you talk about coke, people who get coke, that's the first thing that comes to your mind, is coke, and then your nose starts to run, and
yeah.
Right or wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, you did
yes.
coke?
I used to, yeah, a ton.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got three dudes who love to party on that couch, dude.
You guys, man, stealing babies together.
Coke's good enough. I'll say I can do jujitsu.
You literally do. Like, you just sit around and you're like, what's the next baby, man? Oh, God.
Fuck.
Yeah, man.
Oh, we were talking about, before we came to the bar, we were talking about Sicario 2.
That's a great
You and me got into it.
Movie,
we were talking
man.
About
saw it
that.
Last night.
Yeah, you like it?
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
It was great.
Good time. It's not the first one, you know?
Me and my roommate walked into Kaufman Studios in Queens.
That's where I saw it.
I relived. Did you?
Yeah, I guess we lived there.
We happened to live
I live with you.
You live in Astoria? I just moved on Saturday to Astoria.
Oh, no shit. Awesome, dude.
Off the Ditmar.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, I got a guy if you need
Jimmy, where do you live?
Oh, yeah.
I live on the Upper West Side.
I don't know where that is. Shut the fuck up, Jimmy.
No, I work in Astoria. I work at a bar in Astoria on 30th Avenue.
Yeah,
yeah.
What is it called?
The bar. Judy and Punch.
Yes, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
That's one of my favorite joints.
All right, okay. Yeah,
across
I'm
from Domini's.
Friday night and Saturday night this week. I fill Tommy's. In for some of the guys.
It
on
is.
The
no, I know it is. I'm just saying you're such a fucking wop.
Why? That's one of my favorite joints.
That's the one thing I'm not. I'm English, Irish, Scottish, Norwegian, German. I want to be a wop.
Yeah, he's got no wop.
I got no wop. I got my hair.
It's about excitement. Is that about ethnicity?
I'm excited.
I got excited, Jimmy. I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Let's get back to Sicario.
My best.
So, Sicario 2, we walk in last night. I went with Steve, my roommate.
Okay.
And there's no one in the theater except as soon as we walk in and you have to register your seats. He had like J8 and J9. It's an open theater. I'm like, why are you picking a seat?
Yeah.
Walk in, there's three dudes and a girl, and they all look like Sicarios.
Okay. They're all fucking, they're bald. Black. They're Hispanic people.
No, they're all Hispanics.
Tommy's like, he's fucking Sicarios taking us.
I am not
cosplaying
Sicario. I am not fucking, I am not racist in that way, and I
yes,
know
you are.
In that way.
No, no,
I got racist.
No, I got whiskers.
Shut up, nun.
Yeah, shut the fuck up, nun.
Radio.
It's gonna. My point is, if I go to a movie theater, you get whiskers going, I'm not gonna sit there. I know it's gonna fuck up because they're already talking
100%,
loud.
Yeah,
you know exactly what they're gonna be. So I'm like, I'm gonna. So we sit in the seats. Steve got us.
I don't want to sit with Sicarios. Fucking homies dolls.
I'll make this very fucking brief, and I'm dead on with my intuition. Mm. We move up two seats. As soon as we move, the guy's like, ah, what's the matter? We scare you away.
It's Cheech and Chong.
Cheech and Chong. What's wrong with you, man?
So we go up two or three rows, and as the movie goes on, people keep funneling in towards our area. And this is an empty theater. There's only like 40, 50 people, and they keep coming into our small section. There's a big gap. So I know, you can hear them sneezing, coughing, talking.
It's my nightmare.
Just being
an
asshole.
It's my nightmare. I love a silent theater so much.
And it's a theater where you, or it's a movie, you have to pay attention.
Yeah.
So we get to like midway through the movie, and this dude gets up and starts calling everybody a faggot immediately. Wow. He goes, I'll fight everybody here. You faggot. And they walk out, slam their fucking drinks and popcorn against the wall.
And that's the screen or the wall?
No, yeah. The side wall.
Yeah.
So people are like scared. Some people leave, and we knew there were going to be dickheads.
Right, yeah.
And we got free tickets.
Damn. Well, so these.
That's just the 4D experience.
I would go through that.
Is.
Yeah, it rains on you. Yeah, Mexicans throw shit at
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
It worked out, man. It was a great movie.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Those fucking homies dolls came to life and just ruined your fucking life.
They didn't ruin it. I got two free tickets.
Oh, that's all. Take me.
Yeah. I would go through that every time
get
for
three.
A free ticket.
Well, fuck Steve. Yeah. I'll go with you. We'll
soft,
go see
dude.
Something nice.
Soft.
Oh, yeah, bro.
So,
I saw Sicario with a Sicario, man. My wife is a Sicario, so...
Really?
Yeah.
Your wife's Mexican?
Doll. She's a homies doll. Yeah.
She's a hot homies doll?
She's
is
one
she the one
homies.
That's like short and stout with huge fat tits?
Yeah, with like the big fucking...
With the shitty eyebrows?
Yeah. Yeah. She like, wears a button-up shirt all the way to the top. Like, yeah. Yeah. She's got like clown makeup on. Yeah. Like, hey, fool. We're like, we got married. She
took your
like,
vows.
She's
yeah.
like... I do, fool.
Yeah. See? Yeah,
that's my wife, man.
See?
That's my wife. I married
like
a fool.
The second one?
What's that?
Did you like the second movie?
I liked it a lot, yeah. It was like the difference between First Blood and Rambo, where like First Blood is about PTSD and Rambo is about like shooting motherfuckers. And like, you know, Sicario is about like what happens to families in Juarez and like how tough it is or whatever and like the different levels of government and, you know, all the corruption. And then like
yeah.
the second one's like, let's shoot some people.
Yeah, let's fucking kill
Which
shit.
Which is sick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's
he
fun to watch.
Me.
They're
he
also setting
me.
Up for six movies.
Six?
Yeah, they're signing
I knew
up for
three,
six
at least.
Movies.
Good lord.
And yeah.
Sace? Sace, dude. Fucking Sace movies.
Ay, mucho. No bien.
Shane lived in Spain for...
Sí, viviendo en España para seis meses. Es de nada. No me importa.
That's the best Speedy Gonzalez I ever heard.
No me importa. Is, like, it doesn't matter.
Like
it's not important to me.
You took on like the friendly Mexican person.
Yeah. Oh, no. No.
Imagine seeing Shane in fucking Spain.
Yeah.
Asking for directions.
They not.
Yeah. Dude, I as lost as I am here in New York... I was in Madrid wearing fucking sweatsuits and shit.
Dude.
First off, everyone thought I was like Serbian. There were people spoke English. Americans spoke English in front of me, thinking yeah. I couldn't fucking hear them. They were convinced I was like a Slav. Just like,
they were
I was wearing
like,
a tracksuit.
You.
Yeah, yeah. I was wearing a tracksuit everywhere, just like.
El Notre Dame.
Yeah, dude. I was like, yo, you know Notre Dame?
Oh man.
But back to Sicario, because this is important.
Yeah.
You inspired me to see it, and then I started watching it, and I'm like, fuck yeah, it's a great movie. And then the hottest kid in the world shows up. There she is. Look at that hot kid.
Oh, no.
I told her, look at that.
She didn't look like that in Sicario.
Well, she looked, I knew that was in her.
How old is she? Can we get the age
15.
Out of the way? All right, well, then I'm saying nothing.
I think
saying she's
I know.
She's 15 right now.
She might be 16 now. I didn't fucking Google
that is
it every
the
day.
Car
nightmare.
Really?
What, she, Jesus.
She's
nice kid.
She's going to be
a great kid.
Nice kid.
She's going to be a wonderful mother.
Yeah, going to be a good mom.
No, I was
like
watching
valedictorian. You know.
Yeah.
I was watching the movie and I was like, is this weird that this kid's hot? Like, am I wrong that this kid is definitely
hot? You're a human being.
Yeah,
you're a human being.
And I texted Ian. I was like, yeah, this kid's hot, right? Or Evan, Jesus Christ.
That's the worst.
I was like, this is a hot kid. Yeah, my bad.
Ian Fidance.
Woo! I know.
Have you had him on?
Last week.
Hilarious. Amazing.
Yeah, good kid.
Yeah, he's all right.
He's a good kid, man. He's a good kid. He's older than me, but he's a good kid.
He is.
Yeah.
He actually called something I put on Instagram gay today, so I immediately deleted it.
Really?
Yeah, that's all it takes.
You let that affect you at Ian.
If somebody, especially coming from Ian.
Because he can confirm it's gay.
Yes.
He's a gay
he's
man.
He's kissed guys, and then he saw something I posted on Instagram and was like, yeah, that shit's gay. I was like, fuck, delete. Immediately, dude.
What was it?
it was pretty gay. I don't want to say it.
Just him and his dad hugging.
Yeah, just him with his dad.
It was like a
shirtless in the house because
he doesn't have one. Yeah.
No, it was a screenshot of a cool song I liked. Yeah, I know. I know. I took it down.
Fine,
I took
man.
It down.
It's fine.
I'm blushing. It was what gay. I don't want to fucking. It wasn't gay, dude.
What song was it? What song was it?
It was by Toby.
Toby Keith?
And, yeah.
What's her name?
Put a boot in your ass. It was in Wigway. Toby and Wigway.
Oh,
it's a cool
that?
Rapper.
Can we get that up?
Let's get
no,
it.
No, they're not going to. What are they going to. Toby and Wigway?
Or that's how we're going out tonight.
Great fucking music. Are we allowed to just play music?
Yes, we can do whatever we want.
Really?
Hmm?
I don't know.
There's copyright issues on this.
I don't know about that or
no
talking
idea.
About that.
No,
his name's
no
Toby and Wigway, and he's fucking sick. He also played football at North Texas, which is fucking sick. I fucks with that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I'm also a baller.
Jesus. You got to look there and say you're not gay. That's what you have to
I'm
do.
Not gay. Toby and Wigway is not gay. He played football at North Texas, dude. What did you do? Mike from Manhattan, you sack of shit. Call us and talk shit, dude. Kill yourself. No, don't kill yourself. Keep calling in. That was pretty great. There's our number. No, but if you go see Sicario 2, I just want you to know you're not weird for thinking that kid's hot. All right? It's a hot. All right. Well, that's the hottest possible picture. Just show a normal picture of her. A little
get
less.
A picture from Sicario. From Sicario 2.
A little less hot.
Wait, when you saw Sicario, did the theater erupt in laughter when the kid came with neck tattoos at the end?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, it looked so
case?
Terrible.
Did you just ruin the. That? Don't spoil it. I already spoiled that there are hot kids.
That's the main.
Yeah, that's the,
well, the
main
kid at the
thing
end.
Is Sicario.
The kid at the end.
Yeah, they get all these prison tattoos.
Yeah.
I saw it in a theater where people were like, slapping their knee, erupt, laughing, and then fucking just left.
Were they Mexicans?
Yes.
Yeah, of course. Mexicans knew that was goofy. White people were like, well, that's what they do. Mexicans laughed at it. White people were like, well, this is the next step for every Mexican.
That's great.
Walk through a food court with a neck tattoo.
See, that's really fucked up now, dude. That's
now she's super young.
She looks like a child.
That is 100%
the most. Look at me. I fucking stand by the fact that that's a hot kid. That's clearly a hot kid.
Like a middle school yearbook photo, dude.
She was wearing a full. That's her. This is post trauma. At the beginning, of the movie, she's a little more sassy. She's got the whole fucking. Yeah, I'm telling you.
Oh, man.
It's a hot kid.
Welcome to the Hot Kid Hour.
Yikes.
That could be a good segment. Every week I'll present a hot kid.
Hot Kid Hour?
Which kid?
Number one kid right now in my book is the kid from Sicario. Number one hot kid power rankings right now. Little girl from Sicario.
What's number two?
Number two right now?
Right now?
If you can move around so two, much. Everybody knows this isn't
I think
show.
My first number one was the little girl in Remember the Titans.
Well,
but I was young at the time, dude. I'm fucking 30. Yeah, when that came out, I was young. That was reasonable.
That works because she's 30 now.
Yeah.
You know?
She was
you
my
can
age.
Say that like Natalie Portman was hot in Leon the Professional at this point. I feel like you can say that.
You can get away with it because she is hot.
She was also hot in Girls, that movie with Timothy Hutton. She played like a 15-year-old and she was very smart. And you're going like,
the deep cut Natalie Portman movie.
Oh,
she's good in this European one I saw. right. Is that one of your guys' favorites?
Dude.
Who's this?
What is this?
That's Cindy,
this is
Frank.
The producers, fucking, dude. Yeah. This is not us.
How about
sound booth getting
yo, cut to the booth. Show yourselves jerking off to this. There's two men in there.
70s.
That's the only reason we don't have a camera in here.
Yeah. Yeah. Just beat off the whole show.
What about Bad Barbie?
What hot kid was that? I've seen her before.
She was Cindy Brady from the Brady Bunch. Yeah. That's the old guy, I know.
He didn't recognize the youngest Brady?
I didn't.
Yeah. Oh, man. I had the crush on the tambourine player in Partridge Family. Susanna Crawford.
Fire that up. I want to see who Jimmy wants to fuck.
We all have to.
I was a kid. And that was normal.
Is that who you're scratching yourself to when you're 53?
That's right.
That's why you got a fucking brain injury. You just pass out from jerking off so much.
Curb.
Putting fishing lures in your dick. Like, yeah. Watching the Partridge Family.
Tambourine player from the Partridge
Susanna
Family.
Croft.
Oh, man. This is
she died.
Turn. This is
she's dead?
She's dead. She died. Oh, all right. Well,
was she a kid? Is that what you're saying?
She was. She,
oh,
she
man.
Was a
that's
kid
a real little
70s,
kid, dude.
Hey! Yeah, she was. That was my
true kid.
That's a real
little kid.
He was that age, so like that's what we're saying. If
fair.
You're that old,
yes.
It's okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. All right.
I bet.
You know. Separate myself from everything that's being said right now. I feel like some people are just uncomfortable in the silence, and you don't have to say kids, you fuck. Well, everybody in this room knows it's okay not to even say
I mean,
it.
Who do you think the hottest kid is?
pictures of my wife as a kid.
My wife.
Trying to be safe, man. This is PR.
That's probably weirder because you maybe didn't know her as a kid. You know?
I did, dude. 11 years old.
You were keeping an eye on her. You were up. Fucking.
I worked it real slow, dude.
Well, she was a Sicario. She probably supplied you that blow. She's probably in a fucking, with a surgeon's mask, chopping it up in Honduras.
Tattoos on her neck. Yeah, totally, man. Yeah, we went to middle school together, middle school and high school.
Oh, nice. Aww. So she was a hot kid. You thought she was a hot kid.
She had huge tits. First kid to have huge tits.
Oh, that's the best kid in the school.
Did you date her in high school?
No. I flirted with her and stuff. I didn't know how to date like a normal person. Like I could just, I could party and like, you know, we would like meet that way or whatever.
How'd you meet her?
In class. Finally, re-met. Like, she, like, hit me up on fucking MySpace.
Really? She reached out to you.
Why do I keep leaning like that?
It's because you're fucking cool, dude.
I'm
you're
cool
in the pocket.
Shit, dude. I can't not lean. She reached out to me, And then we went and we saw Paul Blart Mall Cop. And if we could get through that together, we could get through anything.
Did you make out during Paul Blart?
Hell yeah, bro.
Did you do any hand stuff?
We did. We made out later that night.
Was there any mutual petting?
No, not even petting. Dude was very respectful. Paul Blart played, dude. Jimmy. I want Jimmy in every show, man.
Be a happy ending.
Forever, dude. I want him in every show I ever do.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, that was a hell of a show.
What, are we done?
No, we're not done. We're done in my mind.
Clocked out right there.
That was a good show. He's already home.
He verbally clocks out. He's like, "Matt,
great show."
Oh fuck!
Yeah, man. Have you ever fucked a Sicario?
No.
See.
No. See.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tommy's fucked them all, dude.
Yeah. But did you pay for it?
I meant that in a good way.
You know what I'm saying.
I have.
You have?
You have paid for sex.
Yeah, I have.
I love it, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I have.
That's why I like trading stories with you, because it's, you know.
Yeah.
You can see it.
You guys are both jacked hot guys.
You're a dark fucking dude.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah, you're a twisted man.
Been on Backpage, man. You know?
Yeah.
What happened when you went on Backpage?
I've been on it, you know?
Did you ever procure a slut?
No.
And you've procured sluts?
Yeah, but I wasn't... We're different ages, all of us, but we didn't have
Backpage.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah, Philly.
Here's not a day.
No, but also, like, you skipped around. Like,
Philly's.
My first experience with prostitutes were either very young, going to a washi or a whorehouse, or just coming across a streetwalker. There was no, like...
Streetwalker?
Like, someone would walk...
No, I know, it's funny to call them streetwalkers.
On the sidewalk.
It sounds like...
Funny. Yeah. It's a funny word. I'm not making fun of you for saying
I'm thinking...
Streetwalker sounds like we all live underground.
It's a beautiful name. It was a streetwalker. Yeah. Hey, what are you going to do?
Well, fuck
you, shit. Yeah. No, but in Philly... I've noticed most of my friends in Philly have gone to the wishy-wash, or what's it called? Wishy-wash?
It doesn't matter.
Wishy-wash. There's so many of them.
You nailed it.
They can't make decisions.
It's like acceptable.
Yeah.
It's not like a...
Yeah, my point was you don't have there was no technology.
So oh right,
like, there wasn't like a Backpage now.
And they got like Ubers for them.
Order in like fucking like delivering a pizza.
Yeah,
and back then the yeah. in college like there was no order in. You just,
there was
you had to hunt for your pizza,
or you just they would hunt you.
Yeah,
you were the slow elk. They were the fucking lion.
Wasn't there like a physical
boy.
Backpage?
Boy oh boy, did I get caught?
Yeah yeah yeah. Was there not like a physical Backpage? Wasn't there originally like a
no.
place you could
oh,
look
I don't know.
In a paper?
I don't
like
know.
Classified.
Oh, no, Jesus Christ.
No? No. No. Oh, I have
man.
No idea.
I just ripped my dungarees down and just start flipping through a three pager. But yeah, I made mistakes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, I've made mistakes, man.
You told that wishy wash story. That's
yeah, I
a
did.
Good. That's a good.
Yeah.
Tom went to a wishy wash when he was a young boy.
Yeah, that was one of a few, but that was the best one.
What is a wishy-wash?
It's a whorehouse.
Oh, right, okay.
It's an undisclosed whorehouse mm-hmm. in the city.
It's a bunch of Asians screaming at you.
Well, it could be. There's Russian and American whorehouses in Philly. There's three.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I used to make their bank deposits when I was a bike messenger.
There you go. Now talk to this fucking guy.
Yeah.
This is why he's got eyeshadow
every,
on.
Every Tuesday and Thursday, they give you a fucking bag, like one of those lock, you know those bank bags, one of the lock ones, like a fucking leather bag?
No. We don't, John. That's why we're talking to you.
And every story you tell, well, it feels like
you're talking to somebody. You know those bank bags?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They lock hundreds of thousands of dollars in a soft bag. No, we fucking don't.
No matter what he says, it sounds like it's from the Mad Max era. He's covered in dust.
I was wearing purple eyeshadow. Everything I say is so much more important.
No, but yeah, we used to go pick it up, and then you would bring it to a specific bank. It was like a credit union, and you would deposit it, bring them back their deposit slip, and it was a cash-paying job. It was like a $20 job. It was a big day.
Dude, I had that, too. I had to pick up from an S&M place.
Of course
place.
You did, Jimmy.
Jimmy,
no, you've done everything.
No, no, I was a bike messenger. No, up the block here. An S&M place with a big parrot in the friggin' cage, and I had to bring the cash to Screw Magazine on 23rd Street.
Was it a
Screw magazine? It was what's his name? Goldstein's magazine.
Yeah,
some fucking.
I know the S&M place magazine. He's talking about because where they filmed Basket Case. Yeah, it's a famous S&M. It's a famous
New
York S&M place.
Right now,
yeah.
He lived above one of those. Right?
Yeah.
Will you guys kiss to end the episode? For real, would you guys?
So he's got dust on his lips.
Would you kiss on the lips?
The head on Nun's shirt looks like the guy at the edge of your bed.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, fight off.
Really does.
That's horrifying.
Damn, that's a dirty shirt.
Fucking full circle. I'm a working man.
That is a full circle.
I know.
I'm making an Alec Baldwin movie. I gotta
oh, really?
Get my hands dirty.
Anyway.
All right.
Yeah. How do we dismount?
I was waiting for the kiss, you know?
We're at a clean hour.
You guys won't kiss?
No.
You're saying you won't kiss?
No. He's
for a guy
upset.
Who hates gay shit, you want gay shit to go down all the time.
Yeah. He's trying to be fair.
Jimmy, would you kiss him?
No, not. No. Right.
Well, I'm trying to make love happen.
I appreciate that. Wow.
Yeah, what's that? That's an hour?
Yeah.
Look at that.
We
right?
We oozy. This is...
Yeah, man.
Evan, sorry we didn't get to talk to you too much.
I mean, listen, man, I wanted to just hear Jimmy the whole time.
Jimmy came out like
sorry,
a fucking
man.
Firework.
Like a firework, dude. It was amazing.
Oh, and
I know it's my last show, though. You guys.
No, it's not.
No, really no, you are.
Not. You're the new co-host.
You know exactly.
Literally, I don't know if you know that yet, but yeah.
I imagine you were practicing that diarrhea speech for fucking months.
In the mirror,
time.
No,
shadow
boxing.
Yeah, yeah.
I do talk to myself a lot, but yeah. not
anymore,
not,
kiddo.
No, not anymore.
You're talking all this.
Oh, thanks. I have a purpose in life.
You could say all the same.
Now get up here and kiss me on the mouth.
Oh, stop. You look like Jerry Cooney. I just might, you know. And
who's that?
Jerry Cooney, the former, he wasn't even a heavyweight champion. He was the, he,
no, is he an 8-year-old kid that you like?
Jerry Cooney, the boxer, who I met in Amagansett. That's another story. I have lots of stories.
Man, you got stories. This is what I said. Can we get a full shot of the couch?
Look at them, dude.
This couch is fucking lights out.
We look like
out.
The kidnappers from Home Alone.
Literally.
Yes.
The middle one just opened one of his traps.
All three of you look like the bird lady. Just the bird lady in the park from Home Alone.
you?
If he split into seven dwarves that all scurried away right now, that would make the most sense to me.
If a random pigeon came through this window, he'd be so confused on whose lap it wants to get on.
I'm going to be in an Uber later, and he's going to fly by me with pigeons carrying him. Hey, man, good job on the show earlier, bro.
All right, guys. Well, this this has been it's been great.
Well, it's been something, a fever dream. It's been one of those paralysis dreams.
Yeah, man.
That's what this has been. Why spit a
pistol? Oh, Toby and Wigwood.
Eat the beat to the gristle.
Well, thank you.
Spit it out, catch
thank
the next
guys.
One. I use peace for direction.
For,
they got peace for protection.
It's Evan Williams.
It is peace for progression.
You can catch him on It's Evan
like
Williams.
Epson. Swear to style and extras.
My and as for me and Shane,
Dylan,
next Wednesday at 7:30 for a fair one.
Woo! We create the time. My dog's from the H Astro. Got my psyche from Maslow. You the type that they blast at. I'm the type that they blast for. About to cause a